Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Thank you very much, Brian. Now, the HSE has asked people to take note of the symptoms of the winter vomiting bug, also known as norovirus, because levels of infection this year are four times higher than this time last year. GP Dr. Maura Finn is on the line. Maura, good morning. This is the one we dread.
Good morning, Claire.
We dread this one.
We do. It hits hard, but goes away quickly. That's probably the nicest way to put it, really. Mm-hmm. But it is really nasty. Norovirus, it does circulate every year. This is the thing. It seems to be a higher incidence this year than there would have been last year. It's hard to judge these things. We're seeing a reasonable amount of it now in the surgery. What tends to happen with norovirus is that you feel suddenly very sick. Vomiting is the primary symptom, so hence the name winter vomiting bug. But you can get diarrhea with it as well. You can feel sick rather than just vomiting. You may have a temperature. It doesn't tend to be very severe, but you can also have those other viral symptoms as well, like headaches and cramps and achy joints. But what is really good about norovirus is that it tends to kind of settle very quickly. You know, it can be what people would call and describe the 24-hour bug. Now, it can go on longer than that, but most often people respond, are very sick for 24 hours, maybe up to 48 hours, and then they improve.
Mm-hmm. And the HSE warning suggests that young children and elderly people have been the most affected by this winter.
Yeah, and that would be worrying because they're the ones who are most vulnerable as well, of course. And, you know, the more vulnerable you are, the more likely you are to be affected by dehydration and the symptoms of acute vomiting. So small children would be very careful with. And dehydration is a really, really important thing. You look to see for small children, are they wetting their nappies? Are they taking enough fluids in? If they're vomiting them out, frequently you still give them fluids so that they keep having kind of this persistent rehydration, oral rehydration through any form of fluids. But if they're not wetting their nappies, their dehydration may be in trouble and may need a drip. The exact same applies to elderly people or people who are in any way kind of dependent. If they're not taking enough fluids in and if they are vomiting, they will maybe shut down from a renal point of view, and that's where they run into real trouble. And, you know, when adults and healthy people get this sort of a bug, we don't even really know about it. They wouldn't necessarily have to present to a doctor. So they may be, this is probably circulating in the community, but they're not actually in trouble. So that's why we don't actually see them as much.
Yeah, they're not coming in.
Yeah.
And so the HSE are trying to tell us, you know, we need to try and stop this from spreading. Is it very contagious?
It is. It's actually more contagious than a lot of things. And it's like, you know, the plastic hand washing is the answer to this, as it is for almost every virus. But I think it's interesting to note that, you know, the gels that we've all been getting into the habit of using for coronavirus, they don't seem to be as effective for this. So bleaches and everything when you're washing at surfaces are very important. But hand washing with soap is really important, and hand washing properly. Yeah.
So it's a tough, hardy virus, is it? It doesn't respond to the alcohol.
It is one of the rough ones, yeah. And it tends to fly around hospitals. It tends to fly around schools and creches. It's very hard. You know, a child comes in and if they vomit in the room, the particles from the vomit, of course, will actually kind of spread. So I don't want to freak people out and really worry them, but it's just be very, very careful. And hand hygiene and surface hygiene is probably the important thing. And if your child has any symptoms or if anybody in the house has been vomiting, best to keep them at home. Keep them away from elderly people as well.
And what I think from what you're saying is if it gets into the house, if you have a child in school or creche or whomever, if one person comes home with it, it's probably going to rip through the whole house, is it?
It's one of those ones that we all kind of have had at some stage where it's almost inevitable that it goes from one person to another, and it's hard work. But most people don't become overly sick with it. It's just be very careful to watch for the dehydration and, you know, just be careful of the very vulnerable. Otherwise, it's a bit of a nightmare for a day or two, but after that, you're okay. But keep away from other people. Don't spread it. I suppose that's the big message that they want to get out there.
And they're also concerned about it getting into a hospital because it does have an impact on health services if that happens.
Oh, absolutely. So on every level, so if it kind of gets into the hospital, it gets in, well, it will be in the hospitals anyway, but if it gets if the staff are affected, there's going to be people down staff-wise. So that's one issue. Vulnerable patients getting affected, obviously. So they frequently actually put a ban on visiting when this is in a hospital or in an area. So don't be alarmed if that happens, because they, if there's, as they say, the winter vomiting bug in a hospital or in an area, it's best not to visit the hospital for your own sake and for the patient's sake.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, are you still infectious after you feel a bit better yourself? Are you still infectious for a few days?
It's considered 48 hours really after your last symptom. You could be still infectious. And that's the difficult situation, because you may be feeling fine. That's 2 days. But it's possible. Now, that you know, sometimes people are not in a position where they cannot stay at home. And if you're incredibly careful about your hand hygiene and who you're in contact with, you may be okay. Mm-hmm. But for 48 hours after your last symptom, be it vomit or diarrhoea, then you're considered safe.
And Maura, just in terms of your practice in general terms, because I would say, as you said yourself, most people are probably not going to visit the doctor if they get something like the winter vomiting bug, unless they become very ill with it. But what are you seeing? Is there any pattern to what's around at the moment otherwise?
Well, do you know, we're seeing a lot of upper respiratory infections again.
Oh, gosh.
Which we've been talking about, I know I shouldn't maybe say this, but what we've been talking about all winter. But yeah, just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've seen quite a number of sick kids, sick adults. I've seen 2 or 3, the day before Paddy's Day. Now, I suppose bank holiday weekends are always a little bit tricky because people are in more, but we actually saw quite a number of sick people that needed to be hospitalised, which is unusual.
With COVID or just with infections?
No, they weren't COVID. All their antigens were negative. Now, I mean, we haven't heard since whether any of them were COVID afterwards, so I don't think it's COVID, but the usual respiratory, the RSVs, the other the viral things and pneumococcus, all of these things. There were some very sick people with bad chest infections. We don't really know the source of them yet. And once they're in hospital, they'll be swabbed.
Yes.
But I'm not saying COVID, but I'm saying the other ones that do circulate every year. But it's actually late in the year for them to be quite sick, you know.
Okay.
We had a tough year.
We certainly have. Now, this listener says, I'm pregnant, 32 weeks pregnant, and I've had the vomiting bug twice in the past 2 weeks. She just wants to know,
God,
is it still in my system or is it a different virus? She's got 2 children, 4 and 18 months, and they're also in the same position. So it seems to be going around a couple of times,
Yeah, and I'd say she's just tired and immunosuppressed and pregnant, and she's just she's uncomfortable and has had it twice. But it's the same virus that she's been reinfected with, you would imagine. Not that it's persistent in her system, but she's getting recurring infections. Like, once she clears it from the house, she should be fine. But that's really miserable.
Yeah.
Now, just for her own kind of peace of mind, norovirus wouldn't be kind of dangerous for the baby she's pregnant with currently. You know, it's making her unwell and possibly dehydrated and possibly kind of putting her under more pressure. And she should go in for a checkup, you know, when she's feeling a little bit better to be sure everything's fine. But the baby, the baby in utero will be okay.
Mm-hmm. It's just absolutely miserable. Do you recommend taking electrolytes after you've been sick like that?
Yeah, I mean, we kind of say any fluids, but electrolytes are literally what you're talking about, is replacing the kind of the sodiums, potassiums, all those things that you're losing. And if somebody's persistently sick, that's really important. But, you know, what you try and do is get any fluids, especially into a child. But what I would do, you know, diorolite sachets,
these
would be electrolyte sachets. I frequently, what we would recommend people to do is put them into kind of the ice cube trays and freeze them. And because they're not, a lot of kids don't like them. And I used to put a little bit of cordial into them as well. And the kids can use them as little ice lollies. And they suck them and they're getting the electrolytes in. Mm. Put it anyway. Like, if the only thing they'll take is kind of sweet orange juice, let them have it. It doesn't really matter. It should be as diluted as it can be, because you want the fluids in as well. You want them to keep peeing. Replacing electrolytes is really important in persistent symptoms. It may not be as important in short-term symptoms.
Flat 7-Up. That's what we used to have in our house.
That's a cure for everything. Flat 7-Up and Sudocream.
Sudocream. That's the magic cream. That is the magic cream. Maura, lovely to talk to you again. Thanks so much. That's Dr. Maura Finn, GP. Coming up next, self-flying planes.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.